Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Dungeness crab is one of the most robust and sustainable fisheries in the world. Yet, the future of the Dungeness crab fishery, the fleet, and the small coastal communities in California that are economically dependent on it hang in the balance. The abrupt and early closure of commercial crab season sent economic shockwaves through the crab fleet, fishing families, and coastal communities. Here on the North Coast, between the ports of Crescent City, Trinidad, Eureka, Shelter Cove, and Fort Bragg, the losses for the spring fishery are more than $20 million. That is not to mention the emotional and social costs to the families and communities, as well as the folks who've been put out of business and no longer have jobs. The Center for Biologic Diversity, an extreme environmental group, and the California Department of Fish and Game entered into a settlement as the result of a lawsuit that has the intent of continuing to restrict and close crab season over the next several years. This atmosphere of uncertainty has shaken our community to its very core. Unfortunately, the department, as well as our legislators, Mike McGuire, Jim Wood, and Jared Huffman, have failed to protect the resource, the crab fleet, and coastal communities like ours that rely on it from extreme environmental organizations like CBD that cause unwarranted blight and economic devastation wherever they go. The department, legislators, and CBD must instead focus on the real threats to our ocean and the health of all marine mammals. The focus must shift to the real challenges and threats our ocean's health face: pollution from things like plastic and runoff. Fishermen, however, are resilient. Will the fleet recover, or will they be regulated out of business? Will the fleet provide that high-quality, sustainable local product, or will we be forced to rely on unsustainable sources of seafood imported from places without regard for the environment? Will the small boat fleet and coastal communities they support survive, or will they be pushed out of business in favor of larger organizations? Dungeness crab fishermen have always worked to minimize and avoid interactions between whales and crab gear. The phenomenal increase in whale population in recent years have made it more challenging, but it is no different today than in the past. The fleet remains committed to actively working to minimize and avoid interaction with whales and all other marine mammals. Please support our local fishermen and local sustainable crab fishery. You can donate to our legal defense fund through CaliforniaCoastCrabbersAssociation.org and like us on our Facebook page. Let our legislators know that local sustainably caught Dungeness crab is important to our community. Call and write them today. Mike McGuire, Jim Wood, Jared Huffman, and Diane Feinstein. This has been Susan Rotwein for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.